every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Just about 2%
carbon agenda.
Oh, the business. It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 Days. In a few moments, Matthew Clark will be talking to Paul Trudgeon from Fish for Thought at a recent Unlocking Potential networking event. But first, here's the news headlines.
Finnish multinational utilities firm Fortum has signed an agreement to secure a berth at Wave Hub, the marine renewable energy test facility off the Hale coast. The announcement follows the news in December that leading UK-based wave energy company Seatricity is to develop a 10-megawatt array at Wave Hub over the next 2 years. The Cornwall and Isles of Scilly Local Enterprise Partnership has strengthened its board with the appointment of 3 new non-executive directors. Lucy Edge, Director of Satellite Operations at Avanti Communications, Paul Massey, MD of Redruth-based Absolute Software, and BBC Radio Cornwall Assistant Editor Daphne Skinnard have all joined the 15-strong board with immediate effect. A delegation from the National Federation of Fishermen's Organisations has been meeting with the Fisheries Minister, George Eustace, to discuss an aid package for the industry, which was badly affected by the recent storms. Paul Trebilcock, chairman of the NFFO and also chief executive of the Cornish Fish Producers Organisation, said immediate short-term support is needed to put fishing businesses back on their feet. Cornwall Council has formally approved a budget of £505 million for the coming year. The revenue budget is based on a 1.97% increase in council tax and will return savings of £41 million in 2014 to 2015. With further cuts in government funding expected, the council says it will need to find savings of up to £195 million over the next 5 years. And the Cornwall Hotel Spa and Estate celebrates its 4th birthday. The location near St Austell admits it was a struggle at times during the downturn to set up, but now it has exciting plans to draw more visitors into the area. The hotel is complementing its offering by developing more self-catering opportunities to holidaymakers. We've been speaking to General Manager Greg Henry.
We did open up during a very bad time during recession. It was a very tough time for the hotel, but we managed to build another 22 self-catering units within the estate, and we managed to sell all 22 of those units, the last being last year. Now going forward, we're looking at building another 13 units, 3-bedroom, again within the estate, and then following in the next few years after that, phase 3, so building another 23 units. So it's been a tough time during the economic recession. But I think we've managed to weather it through it quite well.
The 7 Days podcast is sponsored by CornishLivingTV.com, your first stop for quality business-to-business and tourism video production.
7 Days with Business Cornwall.
Well, I'm at the Tremo Innovation Centre, where Unlocking Potential has been holding one of its Connect events. It's a chance for businesses of all sorts to connect and also learn some tips and skills and link up with other like-minded people. And the big presentation from the latest event at Tremo is Paul Trudgeon of Fish for Thought. Can you just tell me, first of all, the main point, the main thrust of your presentation today?
Yeah, so what I was asked to do, it actually became slightly bigger thing than I was expecting, but what I was asked to do was take people through some of the experiences of my career. I've worked for big business in the past, and over recent years started Fish for Thought, so from startup through to where we are today. And so sharing some of those experiences and sharing some of the things that I've learned along the way, just to kind of give people my perspective on things.
First of all, just give us an outline of what Fish for Thought is doing and how long it's been around.
So we're coming up to our 7th anniversary in a few months' time. And we basically operate in several different sectors. We have a wholesale business locally, so local Cornish hotels and restaurants, and that's where we started. We also supply top-end restaurants in London, some of the famous names that you see on TV. And we have an online business as well. And we're actually just right now about to launch some added value products. We have a development kitchen being put in as we speak.
And what's it, if you're going to pick, say, the top two tips you gave out today at this Connect event, what would those be? And what sort of response have you been getting back from businesses on them?
I think the top tip for people starting out in business for me is figuring out quickly how you can work on the business as opposed to in the business. I learned that the kind of hard way, actually. But it's so important to act that as a business owner, if you want to grow your business, you're doing the things that you can add real value to, rather than, in my case, thinking I could save a few quid driving a van, you know, delivering seafood. So moving to working on the business is really important if you want to continue to grow your business. The second thing that I think is real clarity around what you want to do and having good people around you. I've been very, very fortunate. I have a fantastic team of people who work with me, a number of whom have been with us for many years and who have grown with the business. And certainly without them and without that clarity of what we're trying to achieve together, I would have really struggled.
And you've been here with a whole lot of businesses listening to you. It's been a packed room. Do you get the feeling from businesses here as you know, the importance to them of these Unlocking Potential Connect events?
I think what's great about these events is the key thing is just to link in with other people. Having your own business in particular is quite a lonely thing, and it's really important that you can talk to people, meet people. And whether you do it directly at these events or at some stage afterwards, these events give you the opportunity to link with people, whether you're linking with graduates or people in other business sectors. Everyone has different experiences, but a lot of people have a lot of shared experiences. So when you think you're going through a problem for the first time, there's always a lot of people out there who have been through that and solved that problem already. So it's about learning with one another and helping one another, I think.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
So let's find out what's coming up over the next 7 days with Nick Herrier.
National Apprenticeship Week gets underway on Monday, March the 3rd, and the Cornwall Apprenticeship Agency is hosting a free breakfast event at the offices of Cornwall Marine Network on Tuesday to explain how it can help grow your business. While on Friday, that's March the 7th, a meeting is being held at the Poole Innovation Centre to review the progress being made on the proposed Fibre Park facility. And it's the Catering and Hospitality Trade Event Expo West at the Royal Cornwall Showground in Weybridge, taking place from March 4th through to March 6th.
And there'll be another 7 days podcast in 7 days' time on businesscornwall.co.uk.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
The 7 days podcast is sponsored by CornishLivingTV.com, your first stop for quality business-to-business and tourism video production.